Biblically-centered kids.
Hello, happy June 19th, 2025. We are so excited that you chose to listen to us today. This is the Biblically Centered Kids Podcast, and my name is Mr. Johnny.
And my name is Miss Danica.
And we are so thankful that you are here for today's episode. And for those of you kids who've been hanging with us for a while, you know that today is none other than New Testament. Thursday.
New Testament Thursday.
We are going to be discussing a story from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. And when we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and then learn what he has to say to us today. So let's discover God's word, where we can find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
All week long, we've been learning about virtue why. We yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. That means we treat our bodies like the special gift from God that they are. We take care of ourselves, eating well, getting rest, moving our bodies, and staying healthy, because we want to honor God with everything we do, even how we live day to day.
And did you know that the Bible talks about being healthy? Not just in a spiritual way, but in a physical way too. Even people who love Jesus and served him with their whole lives needed reminders to care for their bodies. That's what happened with a young man named Timothy.
Timothy was a young pastor who traveled with the Apostle Paul and helped teach others about Jesus. He was kind, faithful, and brave. But sometimes he would get sick. His stomach would hurt. Maybe he wasn't feeling his best.
And Paul, who cared deeply for Timothy like the same way a father cares for a son, wrote him a letter. In it, Paul told Timothy something very important. He said, "Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses." And that's in 1 Timothy 5:23. Back then, the water wasn't always clean and safe to drink, and a little bit of wine was used like medicine to help people feel better. Paul wanted Timothy to be wise and to take care of his body so that he could keep doing God's work.
Paul didn't just say, "Push through it," or "Ignore how you feel." Nope. He told Timothy to be careful, to rest when he needed to, and to take care of himself. That's part of what it means to be strong for God. Taking care of our health is not selfish. It's actually smart and God-honoring.
And just like Timothy, you might be young, but God wants you to take care of your body too. That means getting good sleep and eating those good foods that help you grow strong, and being sure you're staying active and telling a grown-up when something isn't feeling right. Being healthy helps you have the energy to serve God, to love others, and to keep having fun doing the things that He's called you to do.
Remember what Romans 12:1 says, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Taking care of yourself is one way you worship God.
So today, let's remember Timothy and how even this strong, faithful leader needed a reminder to slow down and to be wise about his health. So we can be like Timothy by listening when others help us, and by making smart choices to keep our bodies strong and healthy for the Lord.
Let's pray. God, thank you for making our bodies strong and special. Help us to take care of them with good food, with rest, and exercise. Show us how to use our bodies to serve you and others, and teach us to make healthy choices that honor you. We want to grow in strength, in wisdom, and in love, just like Jesus did. In Jesus' name,
amen. Well, we got a great quiz day episode coming up for you kiddos tomorrow. And don't forget to have your mom and dad visit biblicallycentered.com to get some free downloads about this week's virtue.
Thanks so much for joining us in the New Testament today. Until next time.
Thank you.